We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, December 13th, the seventh day of winter. And it has been winter so far for sure. A little bit of a let up in the cold this morning, but a nice and misty, edgy day. Love it. We've gained less than a minute of daylight since yesterday, but we have gained daylight. We have lost about 1 minute since last we met 2 weeks ago. Daylight time is flat around the solstices, but daylight will continue to increase every day until the summer solstice on June 21st. So we are on the upswing as far as daylight goes. The sun rose at 7:19 this morning. It will set at 4:34 this evening. We will have 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise at 4:17 this afternoon. It will set at 7:12 tomorrow morning. We're 1 day short of full moon today, and the next full moon is tomorrow. The next equatorial event will be the vernal equinox, which will occur on March 20th, when spring begins. Next high tides in New Rochelle. We are at full high tide at this very moment, 10:35. It's okay. It's 10:36. We hit high tide 1 minute ago in New Rochelle. So it's high all around the area. Tarrytown next will be 9:40 p.m., Peekskill 10:19 p.m., and in Yonkers at 8:56. But everybody's high right now, especially us. We are exactly high here in New Rochelle. A regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Sergeant Michael J. Guillory, age 28, of Pearl River, Louisiana. He was with the Marine Special Operations Regiment, killed while conducting combat operations in Helmand Province, December 14th. Sergeant First Class Null E. Lipari, age 29, from Baldwin, New York. He was with the 173rd Airborne Brigade Combat Team. He died of non-battle-related injuries in Logar Province on December 14th. Staff Sergeant Nicholas J. Reed, age 26, of Rochester, New York, with the 71st Ordnance Group, wounded by a roadside bomb December 9th in Kandahar and died on December 13th in Landstuhl, Germany, at the American Medical Center there. Finally, Staff Sergeant Nelson Trent, age 37, of Austin, Texas. He was with the 36th Infantry Division and killed by a roadside bomb in Kandahar Province on December 13th. These four American servicemen were alive on the day of our last broadcast. Sergeants Reed and Austin died on that very day. Sergeants Guillory and Lipari died the following day. So keep in mind that there are people at risk at this moment, and somebody may be getting killed right now. So please, this is not a history book. This is current events. This is right now. People are in harm's way, and sometimes they get killed. Each death is a great loss to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts, and may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Well, time for the Culture Corner, my review of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, and what have you. Keep in mind that these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. Well, you're lucky, because today you cannot be wrong, because there is nothing to review, so you're off the hook for the day. My guest today is Cynthia McGregor, author and agent. Cynthia has Skatey 8 books in print, and she will tell us just how many Skatey 8 actually is. Her most recent is about leftovers and what to do with them. Joining us from the southeast coast of Florida, welcome Cynthia McGregor.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me on the show. And boy, I'm glad I'm not up there. When I heard you read the, or not you, but when I heard your friend read the weather forecast, whew, we're having a cold spell down here. It's only in the 50s at the moment, but it'll get up around 70. And that's chilly for South Florida this time.
Well,
believe it or not.
Where exactly are you, Cynthia? What town?
Well, I'm in a small town called Palm Springs, which is right outside of West Palm Beach. I doubt your listeners have heard of Palm Springs, Florida. They probably know better the Palm Springs in California, which we're nothing like at all.
Not at all.
That's rich and ritzy, and this is a very middle class village that I live in.
Well, that's good.
But now, I'm sure that most of your listeners are familiar with West Palm Beach, at least by reputation.
Okay, and, Cynthia.
If I go up to the traffic light on the corner, I'm in West Palm Beach.
Cynthia, how many exactly is Skatie 8? How many books do you have?
Well, you know, actually, I don't know how many books I have. I stopped counting at 100, Bob.
Whoa!
I have 54 conventionally published books and over 50 e-books. And I don't know exactly how many I have. I'm not trying to be funny or modest or anything but truthful.
So, Skatie 8.
And by the way, you also said agent. I gave up agenting some years ago, sweetie. I'm not agenting anymore.
Okay, so now you're just writing and editing.
I edit, and I write. I'm a freelance writer and editor, and I write primarily books, but also articles and whatever. And I write for clients as well as writing books and articles. If somebody needs web copy written or if somebody needs business materials written, a producer down here in Florida recently made a deal with me to write a play for him. I'm a woman who's spread out over a variety of writing projects, not just books, and also editing. I edit for publishing houses, and I edit for individuals.
Okay, Cynthia, wait.
I'm sorry.
Now,
okay. Go ahead.
Now, so when you say you really don't know how many books, so Skatie 8 really is what it sounds like. It's an approximation of a large number.
Yes, Skatie 8 is quite accurate.
So that's accurate in your case.
Over 100.
Now, you know, here's something. When you said you didn't know how many books, I've been reminded of how you know when you're really rich, when you don't know how much money you have.
Well, I know I'm not really rich. But that much I can assure you.
It's an analogy, Cynthia. It's an analogy.
I know, Cynthia. I know.
Okay. I know. Now, when I visit Florida in January, we're going to have dinner together, and your most recent project is a book about leftovers, is it not?
Well, it's not actually my most recent project. It's my most timely project.
Okay, so let me just ask you a question. Let me ask you a question before you tell us about the book. Are you going to serve us leftovers when we get there?
No, I'm not going to serve you leftovers when you come to dinner January.
Okay, tell us about the book.
Well, the book is about how to use primarily plain meats, not entirely, but primarily things like roast chicken or turkey, baked ham, roast beef hamburgers, roast pork, sausages, not things that are prepared in sauces.
Okay, what's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Stealth Leftovers, S-T-E-A-L-T-H, Stealth Leftovers, and I call it that because it's a book here that tells you how to serve leftovers disguised in ways that they don't seem like leftovers. Instead of just, like for instance tonight, instead of just serving my significant other and myself, warmed up leftover turkey from Christmas dinner, I will be serving a recipe that involves cream and mushroom soup and mustard, a variety of ingredients. It'll be quick and easy to prepare.
Okay, Cynthia, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. Let me just do that. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Okay. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Tuskegee, Tennessee, Tuscany, Italy, Tallahassee, Florida, or Timbuktu, Mali, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live. We will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The Senate back in session with Majority Leader Harry Reid now saying it appears the U.S. is headed over the fiscal cliff, triggering tax increases and big spending cuts. Reid also pointing a finger at Republican House Speaker John Boehner.
So I say to the Speaker, take the escape hatch. We've left you. Put the economic fate of the nation ahead of your own fate as Speaker of the House.
The House is not in session today. President Obama due back at the White House next hour. Much of the northern U.S. getting belted by a post-Christmas snowstorm.
The heavy snowfall total I've seen so far out in Illinois, 18 inches.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson. That storm now clearing out of Pennsylvania and New York, moving into New England. Former President George H.W. Bush in intensive care, battling a fever at a Houston hospital. His doctors remaining hopeful. The 88-year-old Bush, the oldest living former president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Come aboard as a Music of Your Life VIP guest as we set sail for a 7-day Caribbean cruise featuring Les Brown Jr., Debbie Boone, and Steve March Torme. Paradise Tours and Travel invites you to the event of the year, the Music of Your Life Caribbean Cruise. The cruise departs Fort Lauderdale in April 2013 with stops in St. Thomas, St. Martin, Grand Turks, and Prince's Key. But the best part is the entertainment. With your Music of Your Life VIP pass, you will see Les Brown Jr. and his band of renown on stage with special guest stars Debbie Boone, Steve March Torme. Get up close and personal with Les, Debbie, and Steve as they share stories about growing up in Hollywood, their celebrity lives, and families. To find out more and book your cabin today, go to musicofyourlife.com. That's musicofyourlife.com. Or call Paradise Tours and Travel at 1-888-495-7828. That's 888-495-7828.
This is Bill O'Shaughnessy. This is a brief promo for our new Morning Man. You know, the guy who gets up early and gets us off and running during the week. The guy's name is T.J. McCormick. He's born and bred in our home Heath in Westchester, went to Stepanak. I think he's very bright, he's very intelligent, and he understands what it's all about and the responsibility he has to be our leadoff hitter in the morning. We've had some great broadcasters over the years. I reminded this week John Bodner and Ed Robbins and Chuck Strom and Billy Bush and Fred Hirsch. They come back to me over the years, Ken Gorin and Bob Marone and Larry Goldstein and Mark Mason. There's a guy named Ralph Cooper they used to call Coopy Doo. But I think you're going to like this guy, McCormick. People are talking about him. Don, why don't you get him a normal human name, TJ? What the hell does TJ stand for?
A question for the new year.
Who wants to have some fun?
I do. I do.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
I really want to have fun. I'm just saying I want to have some fun.
Whether you're serious about fun or not, keep it here all year. VOX.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. I am Bob Levenzo. This program is environmentally sound. This radio station is WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle. My guest today is author and former agent Cynthia McGregor. She is talking about her not her most recent project, but the most current one, which is called Stealth Leftovers. And of course, the holidays is, among other things, about food, at least in tradition. And so, Cynthia, you're telling us about how you take plain meats rather than all saucy stuff, and now you sauce them up for the second go round.
Yes, well, you know, continue. When you serve something with a sauce, if there's leftovers, you can usually just freeze it the way it is and take it out at another time and serve it again. But if you've cooked a plain meat, a roast beef, a roast pork, roast turkey, grilled or whatever, you want to fix it up in some way, and if you just sort of heat it up, then you yourself or whoever you cook for is likely to say, ugh, leftovers. So there's no ugh leftovers with the recipes and stuff.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Can you just take meat that was made in a sauce, rinse it off, wash it, and then put a new sauce on it?
You know, I never tried that, Bob. You got me.
Your next book.
I really don't know.
Okay. No, I
don't know why you'd want to unless the sauce was bad.
Yeah, let's say you really didn't care for it. You say, you know what, this is a good steak, and that's a crappy sauce. Let's try again. You know, since you, of course, you cooked it rare the first time, so now it'll be medium rare with a whole new thing. Well, all right.
Well, maybe you ought to write a book, Bob. You're a writer.
Yes, true. Okay, I'll consider it, Cynthia. So, now...
Stuff leftovers gives you recipes for how to take leftover plain meats and make sauces for them that are interesting and easy for the most part. And the book is an e-book. It's not a print book, Bob. It's an e-book. You can read it on your e-reader or on your phone or on your computer. And it's published by XOXO Publishing.
So, in other words, you go to XOXO Publishing and...
.com,
and,
yes.
.com, and then you enter Cynthia McGregor and all of your... any projects that you have with them will come up.
Right. You can also get the book from Amazon.com.
Okay, XOXOPublishing.com or Amazon. The author's name is Cynthia McGregor. Spell McGregor for us, please.
McGregor, MacGregor.
Well, I said that because some people say MC, but you got the A in there.
Yes.
And Mac.
There's an A in it.
Okay. So Cynthia MacGregor, who lives in Palm Springs, did you say, Florida?
Yes, Palm Springs,
and
Florida.
It's a cool day down there at 50 degrees. So we feel for you, Cynthia.
Your sarcasm overwhelms you, Bob.
So, you said you're serving for you and your significant other. You're putting a cream sauce on some turkey?
I'm making a sauce, a cream sauce, yes, for some of the leftover turkey. I have two recipes pulled, actually, for tonight and another upcoming night. I'm giving him a break from turkey tomorrow and serving something else. But I have two recipes, both involving cream sauces. Both involving mustard, but they're different otherwise. And he'll be getting both of those. One involves bacon and water chestnuts.
Wow.
One doesn't. And they're, you know, among the recipes in Stealth Leftovers. Not all the recipes involve cream sauce. Some are very slimming and diet friendly. Some aren't. Some are very easy. Some involve a little more work. Mm-hmm. Are these recipes for all tastes and all budgets?
How about vegetarian recipes? Do you have
no,
any of those?
No, these are recipes that use up meat.
But do you have any?
And not
do,
a veg-
do you cook any?
Not a vegetarian book.
Do you ever cook vegetarian? And do you have recipes for vegetarians?
I have cooked for vegetarian friends. I have never written a vegetarian cookbook. I have... written cookbooks that had recipes in them that were for vegetables or other vegetarian dishes that are acceptable to vegetarian eaters. But I have never, almost 10 cookbooks between what's out there and what's coming. Most of my books, of course, are not cookbooks, but since I love to cook, it stands to reason that I would have published some cookbooks as well.
Well, that's the reason I'm coming down to Florida, just to have dinner with you.
You're not coming down to Florida just to have dinner.
Well,
I lie a little bit,
but I like to play with alligators. I like to get in there and touch them on the tail and fancy that I'm a great adventurer in the wilds of the Everglades. But I really do like the Everglades.
Well, I will not be serving alligator either.
I've had it.
You know, I've actually never eaten alligator. I have been to restaurants a couple of times that had alligator on the menu, but there was always something else equally exotic and interesting that tempted my palate even more.
Well, what are
so
some?
I've never tasted alligator.
What are some of the exotic dishes that you have tasted?
Well, I've tasted rabbit pate. And, of course, I don't like thinking about those cute little bunnies getting killed, but the pate was delicious.
Okay.
And I've had deer meat, which is not that exotic, but it's not on your everyday menu.
Well, neither is rabbit that exotic. I thought you were going to maybe talk about snakes or insects.
Yes.
Have you eaten
any? I've never had chocolate-covered ants either, you know?
How about
that doesn't appeal to me. Then again, I'm not a great chocoholic to begin with.
What about fried grasshoppers? What about them?
No, I've never eaten any insects, not knowingly. I don't know what's gotten into food that I've had in people's houses that I don't know about.
You don't want to know.
I've never knowingly eaten any insect.
Okay. What else? Give us a recipe, maybe, that we can use.
Well, rather than that, may I tell you about another book?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
A lot of kids have gotten pets for Christmas, dogs, cats, guinea pigs, hamsters, and what have you. And I have a book I'd like to tell you about briefly called Lost Your Best Friend. And this best friend is in quote marks, and it refers to man's best friend, the dog. And this is a book for pet owners whose dogs have died, or whose cats have died, or whose gerbils have died. And, you know, it's odd, Bob, but people who don't own pets will say to someone whose dog has died, oh, it was just a dog, what are you crying about? It was not just a dog. There is no just about a dog. A dog is a family member, as is a cat, and having been owned by quite a few cats and a dog over the years, I can tell you that they're not just a dog or just a cat. They're a part of the family.
I understand that. Tell us about is this book out yet? Is it has been published yet?
This is an e-book. Also, it is also an e-book, as is Stealth Leftovers, but by a different publisher.
What's the publisher?
It's with Synergy Books, SynergeBooks, and also with Amazon.com. And Amazon.com.
And what's the name of that book, Cynthia?
Pardon? Name of it is Lost Your Best Friend? Your Best Friend?
By Cynthia McGregor, M-A-C-G-R-E-G-O-R.
You know, Bob, one of the easiest ways for people to get to any of my books is to go to my website, which is www.cynthiamcgregor.com. And again, as you reminded your listeners a few minutes ago, that's MacGregor with an A, MacGregor. So it's www.cynthiamcgregor.com. And most of my books are listed there. I have written a few that were published pseudonymously, you know, under pen names, and they're not listed there, obviously, but all the ones that came out under my right name are listed there. And people can see what all my books are. I write on a variety of subjects, primarily nonfiction.
These two books, Cynthia, we're going to have to tie it up. These two books, Stealth Leftovers and Lost Your Best Friend, seem really, really interesting. And I think you really struck a note with people who have had pets. I've seen people cry. I've seen people spring for huge vet bills and even cemetery bills for a loved one. So, you know, it's as you say, it's hard to understand if you're not a pet owner yourself. Cynthia, we have to close out. It's always interesting to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing you.
I look forward to seeing you.
Okay, thanks so much.
And thank you for having me on the show, Bob.
Thank you very much.
And happy New Year to you and your listeners.
You got it.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to thank Cynthia McGregor for joining us on Environmentally Sound this morning. Cynthia has been an agent and friend for many years. When I was writing magazine articles, she was the one who placed almost all of them. Our thought for the week, minds, like bodies, will often fall into a pimpled, ill-conditioned state from mere excess of comfort. Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station. I don't know if Howard Sterman is here. If he is, you're in for a treat as always. Happy New Year, everyone. Many thanks to Bill O'Shaughnessy and Don Stevens. I am Bob Lebensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to you all.